Hello everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Brian.
Hi guys, I am Pat.
Now Pat, do you like to eat?
No, I dislike eating.
Okay,
of course I like to eat.
I like to eat too. Well, some people don't like it that much.
Okay.
And so, what about food, different foods from around the world? What are your favorite?
Ooh, like? I like all sorts of food from around the world. You guys who've watched this for a while, our lessons, might remember that I'm vegetarian. So any country that makes good vegetarian food is all right with me. Mm-hmm. So Indian comes pretty high on that list. Mm-hmm. I do like Indian food. Yeah. What about you?
I like all kinds of food. You know, Mexican, Japanese, mm-hmm. Vietnamese, Thai okay. food. Obviously Italian.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a top? Do you have a list?
Vietnamese food is my favorite overall.
Okay. Yeah. We'll talk a bit more about that later. What we're going to look at today is an article about the top 10 international foods from around the world.
Reading.
International cuisine, the best of the best. Which country has the best food? It's something that could be argued about for days, but CNN has come up with its own top 10. You're probably familiar with some of the entries, but others might be new to you. China's cuisine takes second place. Japan comes fifth, and Thailand is 8th. Since this food is easy to get in Taiwan, we won't say much about it. Just remember that food always tastes better in its home country. Meanwhile, the food of Spain, Greece, and Mexico are in 4th, 7th, and 9th place respectively. Spain is known for its tapas. These are small dishes that are combined into a whole meal. Greek food includes colorful salads, feta cheese, and roasted meats. Olives and olive oil are added to make it extra tasty. In Mexico, people can enjoy a wide variety of food and flavors and delicious dishes like tacos al pastor. The U.S. 10th, India 6th, and France 3rd all feature in the top 10. But which nation takes the cake? It's Italy. Its cuisine is full of simple yet superb dishes, and its desserts are to die for.
So the article begins by putting the question, which country has the best food?
Okay, so that's a pretty
big... A lot of people want that title.
Yeah, that's a pretty big competition. Everyone has their own opinion.
Yeah, hundreds of countries around the world.
Let's see. The article says, it's something that could be argued for days, but CNN has come up with its own top 10.
Okay, so the newspaper has come up with its top 10 list.
Right, CNN.
Let's look at the word argue. We mentioned that. Here it's being used as a verb, A-R-G-U-E, argue. As a verb, it means to express opposite opinions, and you often do this in a kind of angry way. You don't gently argue. That would be a discussion. So
right.
You argue like, no, I'm right.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you're wrong.
You're wrong. For example, the two roommates argued over who should do the washing up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Okay, it's your turn to clean the floor.
No, I did it last time. You do it this time.
Oh, no way. I have to go to work in 20 minutes.
Well, you better do it when you get home.
Then it'll be all dirty. I know you'll make it all dirty
and
while I'm gone.
And so on.
Yeah. Now, we also heard the phrase, come up with. CNN came up with its own list. Now, if we come up with something, it means we create or invent something new.
Mm.
So we could say, for example, the scientist came up with a new test for cancer. So this scientist created some sort of new test.
Yeah. Hmm. So for the list, the article says you are probably familiar with some of the entries, but others might be new to you. Hmm. So what that means is you'll probably recognize a lot of the food that's in the top 10. You've probably eaten it before, mm-hmm. but some will be newer to you. You might go, oh, I've never tried that. Now, we mentioned entry. Here, entry is being used as a noun. It's spelled E-N-T-R-Y, entry. And an entry in this case is an item that's written on a list or, say, in an account book or a reference book. It's just mm-hmm. one particular thing, one item on that list. So this is a top 10 food list, so there will be 10 entries.
Right.
We could also say the entries in many reference books are in alphabetical order. Right. A's first, Z's at the end.
So you look in the encyclopedia and yeah. I want to look up bats,
yeah.
and I go to B and
yeah.
then and there they are.
B, A, yeah.
Now the article continues, China's cuisine takes second place.
Mm.
Japan comes fifth. Mm-hmm. And Thailand is eighth.
Okay. 2, 5, and 10 on the list.
Right. So we're starting to get into the different countries mm-hmm. By food. And it says that China's cuisine is second place. Now, cuisine, spelled C-U-I-S-I-N-E, is a noun. And it just means a style of cooking.
Yeah.
Right? So, for example, we could say Taiwanese cuisine has a high reputation in Asia.
Yeah, it's very popular. A lot mm-hmm. of people come to Taiwan, and the first thing they do is, I want to try the food. I've
right.
heard so much about it. Take me to the night market. Take right. me to a restaurant. I right. want to try some of this cuisine. Okay, so that was the first three. So China in second, Japan mm-hmm. fifth, Thailand eighth.
Mm-hmm.
The article says, since this food is easy to get in Taiwan, we won't say much about it. Of course, there are plenty of Japanese restaurants. Mm-hmm. Chinese food is everywhere.
Right.
Thai restaurants are pretty common. So chances right. are you guys will have tried some of it. So we're not going to talk a lot about those kinds of food.
Now, the article goes on to say, just remember that food always tastes better in its home country.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, usually anyway.
Mm.
So, well, what is a home country though?
Well, a home country, of course, is where a person or a thing comes from.
Hmm.
For example, you could say the weather in my home country is rainy all year round.
And that is England.
That's because I'm from England and it is rainy all year round.
Now, the article continues, meanwhile, the food of Spain, Greece and Mexico mm-hmm. are in 4th, 7th, and 9th place, respectively.
Oh, okay. So Spain is 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see.
Greece is 7th.
And Mexico 9th.
9th on the list.
Okay.
Now, Greece, that's not a kind of oil.
Mm.
It is a country in Southeast Europe on the Mediterranean Sea. So,
it's Shila in, of course, Chinese.
So, Greece is a very old place,
yeah.
very ancient place, and they have a lot of good food there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Greece?
I have not. I'm quite disappointed. This is one of the countries that's on my own list of mm-hmm. places to visit. My family have been there a lot, but I've never had the chance. You?
When I was very little, my parents took me to Cyprus.
Okay, which is part of Greece.
Part of Greece, but I don't remember anything. So.
Okay. Yeah. Now, we used the word respectively in the sentence. We said these three countries, I think it was in order, Spain, Greece, Mexico, are...
Mm-hmm.
This number, respectively. And respectively is an adverb, and it means individually or in the order mentioned. So we said country A, B, C, in order A, B, C, which means A is A, B is B, C is C. It's kind of each one is respective to the other.
Right.
Another example would be to say Jimmy and Kevin got 85 and 90 respectively on the English test, which means Jimmy got 85 and Kevin got 90. It's in the same order.
Right. Now, the article continues, Spain is known for its tapas.
Mm,
okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so it says, these are small dishes that are combined into a whole meal.
Mm-hmm.
So you have lots of little plates.
Lots of small things. Hot ones, cold ones, mm-hmm. little soups, mm-hmm. all different sorts. Really tasty stuff, really good. So we say they're combined.
Right.
To combine, it's spelled C-O-M-B-I-N-E. Combine means you put two or more things together to make a single thing. For example, Janine combined several different fruits in a blender to make a smoothie. Just mix them all together, came up with one thing, which was her smoothie.
So tapas, you know, we combine all this. It's not like you ordered your one big plate.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind
of... You pick a whole bunch and you share them around. Do you enjoy tapas?
Yes, I like them very much.
Do you have a favorite particular?
I like it's like their version of the omelet,
little Spanish omelet. They call it a tortilla sometimes.
They call it tortilla or torta or something. Mm. But, yeah,
I like the little spicy potatoes, the patatas bravas, I think it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good. There are one or two places in Taiwan that serve tapas. Keep an eye out for them if you can.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to the next one. The article says, Greek food includes colorful salads, feta cheese, and roasted meats.
Mm.
So Greek, G-R-E-E-K, Greek is just a noun, an adjective for the person or thing that comes from Greece. We've already mentioned Greece, the country, so we can use it as an adjective to say Greek food, Greek weather, Greek holiday, something like that. We can also be a noun for a person. You could be a Greek, so Stavros is a Greek. So it can be a noun as well. Okay, so roasted. What about roasted meats?
Well, roasted is an adjective spelled R-O-A-S-T-E-D. And it means that we cook something over an open fire or in a hot oven for a long time.
Mm.
So, and sometimes we can just say roast before the name, like roast beef.
Yep.
So, it is beef that has been roasted.
Yeah.
And so what are some other examples of roasted meats?
Well, I'm going to use the sentence, roasted meats such as beef, ham, and lamb make up the main dish of a traditional British Sunday lunch. That's usually the big thing in the middle. You can roast chicken as well, goose, turkey.
Right. So that would be
Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, roasted in an oven usually.
Yeah, you can roast vegetables as well, like potatoes, roast potatoes.
Right.
Okay, so more on Greek food now. Olives and olive oil are added to make it extra tasty.
Right.
So an olive is a small fruit. It's usually black or green, and it's from an olive tree. It's got a stone in the middle, and it also produces oil. And the cuisine of Spain, Italy, and Greece, that whole region, all of it uses a lot of olives and olive oil.
Right, all of the Mediterranean, they all use
olives. Yeah, that's the right climate for these olive trees to grow.
Now, the article continues, in Mexico, people can enjoy a wide variety of food and flavors, and delicious dishes like tacos al pastor.
Okay, I'm glad you were the one who said that rather than me.
So,
can you tell us about that dish?
Well, if you've ever had shawarma, it's the same idea.
That's when they cut the meat off the big thing that spins around.
It's the same pole, same kind of meat, but it'll be pork, and it's seasoned a certain way with a certain kind of powder that you can't really find outside of Mexico.
Cool.
And it has a very, very unique, very interesting, delicious taste.
Great.
And they'll slice it off and put it in the tacos, and then a lot of times they have a piece of pineapple at the top, and then they'll put a piece of pineapple in there
Okay,
as well.
So the juice will go down. That's interesting.
Yes.
So in that sentence, we use the word flavor, which in this case is a noun, F-L-A-V-O-R, flavor, and it's just how something tastes. For example, if the flavor of your coffee is too bitter, you could add some sugar.
Right.
Then the flavor will be sweeter. Okay, so we've got a bit more about tacos. How do you say that?
Al pastor.
Al pastor.
Which means from the pastor, someone who takes care of sheep in the field.
I see.
Yeah.
Interesting. It says it includes green onions, cilantro, which in Chinese is shang tai, and pineapple. Maybe some lime juice, spicy salsa.
Yeah,
that sounds really good.
Yeah, you squeeze a little bit of lime, maybe put a little salsa in there if you want. And
great.
Yeah, it tastes very, very, very good.
Excellent. Okay, let's go back to our list, see what it says.
Now, the article continues, the U.S., 10th place.
Okay.
India, 6th place.
Oh, I wanted them to win.
And France, 3rd, all feature in the top 10.
Okay, so we've got 9 of the top 10. We just don't know number 1.
Yeah.
The article then says, which nation takes the cake? Now, to take the cake can mean it means to be the most outstanding, either by being the best or by being the worst.
Right.
In this case, of course, we mean the best. For example, we could say, Brenda took the cake in the singing competition. That means she won. She was the best. It's also today's shortcut for you, so let's take a quick look at that video, then we'll be right back to reveal the winner.
shortcut for you.
Oh, hi, Emily. What are you reading?
I'm almost finished with my book. It's a murder mystery. The author really takes the cake for setting up spooky situations.
Huh? Murder and cake don't really seem to go together.
Oh no, I don't mean that. Takes the cake means an extreme example of something. Many people use it to mean something bad, but I was using it in a positive way.
I get it. Take the cake means 极度好或差。
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like the author is pretty talented to write in such a scary way.
She does. If you want, I can lend you the book when I'm finished reading it.
No, thank you. When it comes to scaring easily, I take the cake. Just keep your book to yourself.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, so before, Pat, we were talking about all the different countries in the top 10, but we didn't know
what number one
is.
Who is it?
The article says it's Italy.
Oh, Italy, of course.
Yes. Its cuisine is full of simple yet superb dishes, and its desserts are to die for.
Wow. So superb just means really good, excellent. Like Pat and Brian are superb teachers. All right. What about to die for?
To die for does not mean to actually die. It means that something is so important or desirable enough that you could almost die for it. Like,
it's just worth dying
for. It's really worth
that
it.
Good.
So some girl might go shopping and say, these shoes are to die for. I absolutely must buy them.
Wow, yes. Okay, so that is the list of the top 10. Not everybody will agree with that, and we're going to mention that in our chat question. So let's go to that now.
For you chat.
So, our chat question today, we've just seen the top 10, is which country do you think has the best food? Do you agree? Is it Italy? Or do you think it's something else? Over to you, Brian.
Well, I guess my number one overall would be Vietnamese food.
Okay, which wasn't even in CNN's
list. Yeah, not in the list.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's if you could combine Thai and Mexican food, you would get Vietnamese food, I think.
Ooh.
It's kind of like, you know, it has Asian things. There's, you know, jasmine rice and noodles.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of lime juice and cilantro. And
French bread?
There's French bread.
Yeah.
There's spicy things. There's a lot of fish sauce used as well, which, you know, is combined with vinegar and lime juice and some sugar.
Sounds
and some chili
tasty.
Pepper. So, and everything has a very fresh taste. There's a lot of cucumbers and lettuce and fresh lettuce and things like that. So everything feels very fresh and a little bit light. And, you know,
yeah,
you drink
good.
Some coconut juice with it. And
yeah, sounds very good.
What about you?
I've got to go Indian. I really have to go Indian. It's there's a lot of Indian restaurants in the UK. Mm-hmm. Something I really enjoy eating. Unfortunately, I've never been to India to have the food there.
Yeah,
it's another one of my things that I've got to do sometime in my life. Go there and eat it, but. Yeah, it's got to be Indian food. It's my number one. Okay, that is the end of today's article, but tomorrow we're going to carry on this theme of countries and their food as we find out what happens when two countries both claim to have invented the same thing. We'll catch you then. Bye for now.
International cuisine. The best of the best. Which country has the best food? It's something that could be argued about for days, but CNN has come up with its own top 10. You're probably familiar with some of the entries, but others might be new to you. China's cuisine takes second place. Japan comes fifth, and Thailand is eighth. Since this food is easy to get in Taiwan, we won't say much about it. Just remember that food always tastes better in its home country. Meanwhile, the food of Spain, Greece, and Mexico are in 4th, 7th, and 9th place respectively. Spain is known for its tapas. These are small dishes that are combined into a whole meal. Greek food includes colorful salads, feta cheese, and roasted meats. Olives and olive oil are added to make it extra tasty. In Mexico, people can enjoy a wide variety of food and flavors and delicious dishes like tacos al pastor. The U.S. 10th, India 6th, and France 3rd all feature in the top 10. But which nation takes the cake? It's Italy. Its cuisine is full of simple yet superb dishes, and its desserts are to die for.
Vocabulary Review.
Argue. Scientists argue that unless we do something, global warming will become worse. Entry. All of the entries to this contest must be turned in before Friday. Cuisine. I like lots of different cuisines, but Vietnamese food is my favorite. Combine. Eric combined coffee, tea, and milk to make a new kind of drink. Roasted. The hiker started a small fire and cooked roasted chicken for dinner. Flavor. Vicky doesn't like eating liver because its flavor is too strong for her.